from Spark and Anvil and Latticeforge. This is Sarah in Chapter 1 of the Latticeforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Sarah was a surveyor of skylines that didn't exist yet. Her grids were city blocks, and each cell would hold a tower. Heights 1 through 5, say, no two the same in any street, row, or avenue, column. But the clues sat outside the grid, at the ends of the streets, and each clue was a single number. How many towers you'd see, standing at that edge and looking down the line. A tall tower hides every shorter tower behind it, so the clue counted only the ones tall enough to peek over everything in front. How is a number outside the grid a clue about what's inside? Maya asked. Sarah raised her spyglass toward an empty street with a one at its edge. A one means, standing here, I see exactly one tower, which means the very first tower is so tall nothing behind it shows. In a five city, the first cell is a five. She wrote it without hesitation. The biggest clue and the smallest clue are the loudest. A one puts the tallest tower right at the edge. A five means I see all of them, so they climb 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, shortest to tallest, in order. Sarah came from a family of real surveyors, the kind who read a valley from one ridge. Her grandmother could stand at the mouth of a canyon and say how many peaks lay beyond, just from which ones blocked which. You don't have to walk the canyon, her grandmother said. The tallest thing you can see tells you what's hidden. Count the visible, and you know a great deal about the invisible. Young Sarah didn't believe it until the day they got lost and her grandmother found the way out by counting ridgelines. Three visible from here, so the pass is the fourth, hidden behind the big one. She was right. From then on, Sarah trusted the edge count more than she trusted walking in for a look. Ada recruited her the moment she saw Sarah solve a skyscraper's grid starting from the clues alone. You place the tallest tower before anything else, Ada said. The extreme clues place themselves, Sarah said. A one is a five at the edge. A five is a full staircase. After that, I count what a clue forbids. A clue of two means the tallest tower is not first. If it were, I'd see only one. So the edge cell can't be the maximum. Cross it off. Same move as Onley's, only my forbidden list comes from sightlines. Her craft is sightline counting. She imagines standing at each edge and tallying visible towers as heights rise. Every time a taller tower appears, the count ticks up. Shorter towers tucked behind add nothing. She matches that tally to the clue, and arrangements that overcount or undercount get struck out until one survives. A girl had a street, clue two, and no idea where to start. Two visible, Sarah said. So somewhere down the street, the tallest tower stands, and in front of it, exactly one tower taller than everything before it. Can the five be at the edge? No, then I'd see one, not two. Can the five be second, with a smaller tower first? Yes, then I see the first one, then the five pops up over it, that's two. So the five is at most where? Sarah let her work it. The girl realized the five couldn't be first, count would be one, and had to sit where exactly one shorter tower stood ahead of it. The clue hadn't given her a tower, it had given her the shape of the whole street, and the tower slid into the only heights that made the count come out to two. At day's end, Sarah stands at each edge in turn, spyglass up, and counts. One street shows one tower. The clue said one. Another shows all five climbing. The clue said five. Every count matches every clue. No height repeats in any street or avenue. There's a clean, wide feeling that comes with the last matching count, the surveyor's clarity, like cresting a ridge and seeing the whole land laid out and knowing it, no walking required. Her eyes relax, the squint she gets from reading sight lines eases. You don't have to walk the canyon, she says, lowering the spyglass, her grandmother's voice under her own. The tallest thing you can see tells you what's hidden. In the skyline, counted true from every edge, stands.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Sarah. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.